Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, replacing old windows for smoother operation and home comfort. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, May 15th. I'm Jonathan Aul. A St. Louis-based metal band has been making music that's influenced by two of its founders' day jobs in the funeral industry.
What we do during the day, you know, how do you release that? It's through our music, you know, and then with the whole Torchlight thing, it's kind of like we put the fun in funeral.
Torchlight Parade comes alive, or rather back to life, at night. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missourians will once again decide whether to implement a near total ban on abortion. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that Missouri Republican senators yesterday approved putting a repeal of much of what's been known as Amendment 3 before voters.
Missouri voters last year placed strong protections for abortion rights in the state constitution. But Missourians will likely vote in 2026 on a measure that repeals much of Amendment 3 and bans abortion except for rape, incest, and medical emergencies. In cases of rape and incest, abortions would have to be performed before the 12-week mark of pregnancy. GOP Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says she's confident voters will back the proposal.
And it gives us time also to work on it and let people know that we're serious about protecting life.
Senate Republicans broke a Democratic filibuster to place the anti-Amendment 3 ballot measure before voters. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Senate Republicans approved repealing portions of a voter-approved law that allowed employees to earn paid sick leave and earn a higher minimum wage. Members of the Missouri Senate voted 22-11 to pass legislation that entirely repeals that part of Proposition A that allowed workers to earn paid sick leave. It also limits minimum wage increases. Senate Democrats, including Minority Leader Doug Beck, were staunchly opposed to repealing or changing any part of Proposition A.
What we saw today was the Republican supermajority, whether they did it because of corporate greed or their corporate overlords telling them what to do, they took away sick pay from millions of workers in the state of Missouri.
Missouri voters approved Proposition A in November with 57.6% of the vote. The legislation now goes to Governor Mike Kehoe. Consumer advocates are pushing back against Ameren Illinois' $134 million rate hike request before state regulators. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the advocates believe the gas provider's ask is unreasonably high.
The Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, says the rate hikes for gas would amount to an $8 to $10 per month increase for customers. CUB's Jim Chilson says he hopes the Illinois Commerce Commission rejects two-thirds of Ameren's request.
Consumer advocates argue that Ameren's bid for a $134 million rate hike is unjust, unreasonable, and it's at least triple what the utility can possibly justify.
In the last couple of years, the commission has curtailed rate increases, including Ameren's. The consumer advocates say they're hopeful the commission will do the same this year. They're expecting the state regulators to make a ruling in November. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
A representative for Ameren says the company's proposal will help maintain the safety, integrity, and reliability of the natural gas system. The principal of a St. Louis area middle school has been arrested on multiple sex-related felonies. St. Louis County Police announced the charges against Cedric Gerald yesterday. He was a principal at Westview Middle School in the Riverview Gardens School District. Court documents include allegations from four victims, including having sexual contact with a student. Police believe there are more victims. In a statement, the school district said it immediately notified law enforcement and placed Gerald on administrative leave when it heard about the allegations. Gerald has since resigned. Gerald is being held on a $1 million bond. He did not have an attorney listed. Eight schools across the state have been named as recipients of the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education's Gold Star Awards. As St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports, three schools in the St. Louis region receive the prestigious award.
The Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience in St. Louis Public Schools, Conway Elementary in the Ladue School District, and the STEAM Academy Middle School in the Ferguson-Florissant School District are the three local Gold Star winners. STEAM Academy Principal Chris Reese says the school has come a long way and attributes some of the school's success to a specific method called project-based learning.
PBL just really helps our kiddos learn deeply about the content and puts things into light for them where they can see themselves in it.
The program recognizes Missouri schools that have demonstrated strong academic achievement or high performance while serving a significant proportion of disadvantaged students. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri has one of the worst maternal mortality rates in the country, and depending on a pregnant person's zip code or their race, the disparity is greater. St. Louis Health Department and Corriday House, a women's wellness center, are collaborating to help improve maternal health outcomes. The ARPA-funded initiative brings doula care and mental health therapy to women who live in the city or in low-income neighborhoods. Bobby Williams is the city's chief of family, community, and school health.
You know, pregnancies can impact a woman's physical, emotional, even spiritual state of mind and health. So we want to make sure that she's being supported holistically.
St. Louis officials want to work with other local organizations to help people in communities of color successfully give birth. For years, a St. Louis band with an unlikely background has been making music inspired by monsters and death. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, they're putting the fun in funeral.
At an April rehearsal, Doug Engel shares a glimpse into his typical Thursday evenings. His band meets at the same place at the same time to rehearse at a castle. A literal castle. In Lime, with turrets, a gate, and monsters that Doug is eager to show off.
See, you can see these dragons. See like that? It's Ghost Rider. Over here you got skeletons and planes on the ceiling and dead things. And
it's a fitting rehearsal space for a group whose latest album is influenced by horror. The same album with a song titled Frankenstein of Death. This is Torchlight Parade, a metal band that comes back from the dead at night. Doug and his brother Matt Engel started the band in 2017 and are uniquely qualified to write and perform songs about horror. That's because Doug's a hearse driver and Matt's an embalmer. Matt came up with the band's name after reading the phrase in mortuary college.
And come across a Torchlight Parade and being a funeral procession at night. And that name, it just jumped out of the book.
The metal band just signed to a record label, Pavement Entertainment, and has released three albums. Its latest, Children of the Night, out last Halloween, is an ode to classic monster and horror films. Take Hayden Field's Revenge, a song dedicated to the town's most famous resident, Michael Myers. The songs are supposed to be fun. Matt says even though the music can take inspiration from their day jobs, it's also an escape from the grief that comes with it.
You gotta kind of disconnect from all that, you know, and leave it there.
The band is a family affair with Doug's 16-year-old son Sam on bass and his friend Gavin Martin on drums. They also play in a cover band and join Torchlight in 2023. Martin says it gives them the opportunity to write their own songs.
You're playing like your actual music because, you know, it's something you can be proud of and can look over there someday and be like, I accomplished that, I did that.
Sam feels that sense of accomplishment after arranging the music for Morticians Never Cry.
I look at it as heavy metal. You get the guitar, but then when the drums come in, it's like, okay, now I see what's happening. You know, because it's not heavy metal without drums, right?
They hit the stage in gothic costumes, surrounded by elaborate props and coffins. But Doug hopes the music goes beyond their stage presence.
So there was this one guy that he did lose his wife. And a friend of ours sent him the track, She's Gone.
The track is off of Torchlight Parade's second album, Never Laugh When a Hearse Rolls By, a concept album about a funeral.
He was in tears when he heard it because, you know, it meant something to him.
Even songs on the group's latest album touch on death. Take I'm Not Dead Yet, a song Matt wrote about blues guitarist and friend Walter Trout, who almost died from liver failure.
telling you the story is one thing, but when you're hearing it from him and there's tears in his eyes, I was like, man, it left an impression on me.
The song takes a triumphant stance against death. Everyone else might be scared, but not Matt and the rest of the band.
Yeah, everybody's running from it. We're walking towards it.
Because for them, life and death imitates art. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jessica Rogan edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. But today we'll go out with more music from Torchlight Parade. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.